Okay, today's daf is Shavuos daf Mem Tes, the very last daf of Masechta Shavuos. We're holding on the bottom of the daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, the last couple of words of the page. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elisha Venum, L'zechus for Shalema, for Chaim Naftali ben Frumit Freida, as well as for Sara Freida Baschaya. They should both have Rufo Shalema, B'soch Shar Cholei Yisrael. So we're holding at Amar Rav Huna, the last three words of the page on Daf Mem Ches and Beis. And to finish off the seventh parak, we're going to discuss the idea of doing a Gilgul Shavua on a Sachir. That when a Sachir, when a hired worker, has to take a Shavua in order to get paid, can we be Megalgel other Shavuos from the employer to the employee at that time? Or do we assume that no, Gilgul Shavua is reserved for other situations, but a Sachir never is going to have to face the prospect of additional Shavuos? And then we're going to hit the last parak of the Masechta, which is only this last daf, and the Mishnah, which is a long Mishnah, is going to discuss the dinim of the Dalit Shomrim, the four categories of Shomrim, and we're going to discuss their halachas both with respect to when they're chayiv to pay, when they're patur from paying, as well as the reason that it's here with respect to Shavua, when they're chayiv for Shavuos HaShomrim, Shavuos HaPikadon, when they're not chayiv for Shavuos HaPikadon. And the Mishnah at the very end is going to formulate the rule that if they lied in a way that would have saved them money and they took a Shavua to it and it turns out that they really owed the money, that's when they're chayiv. But if the lie that they told wouldn't have saved them money anyway, either because the lie that they told would have been mechayiv the money, or even the reality is that they're patur from the money, so it wasn't going to save them money anyway, even though they lied, they're not going to be chayiv for the Shavuos HaPikadon. Then the Gemara is going to try to identify who the Tana is that wrote out, that's the author of our Mishnah. Is it Rabbi Meir or is it not Rabbi Meir? Normally Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, but the Gemara tries to identify with certainty who the Tana is. Then the Gemara is going to quote a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel about the criteria to be Chayiv for Shavuos Bitui. Is the criteria to be Chayiv for Shavuos Bitui that it has to be something that could be Lav Vehein, that you could be able to say it in the positive and the negative, or is it just that it has to be l'sha'avar u'lahaba, something that could be about the past and about the future? And the Gemara is going to explain, we already had a machlokas Rav and Shmuel about Shavuos Bitui. Why would we have this machlokas a second time? So the Gemara is going to explain why it's necessary to have the machlokas both times. And then at the very end of the Masechta, the last little sugya is going to explain the shita of Rabbi Ami, that there's no chi of Shavuos Bitui when Beis Din forces you to swear, that once we're on the topic of Shavuos Bitui, Rabbi Ami has this din that Shavuos Bitui is only when a person decides to swear on his own. But if Beis Din forces a person to take a Shavua, he's not going to be chayiv mishum Shavuos Bitui. So let's begin the last three words of Mem Chesem Beis. Amar Rav Huna, lakol megaldulin chutz misachir. We could be megaldul Shavua on anybody except for a sachir she'en megaldulin, where even though the sachir already has to take a Shavua in order to receive his wages, he's one of the people that mitakana derabanan, he's nishba v'notel. Nevertheless, even though he's already taking that shvua, we cannot be megalgel other shvuos on him. So Rashi explains, why not? What would be different between a sachir and anybody else? So Rashi explains, in the top Rashi, al yidei kol shvua derabanan megalgelin chutz ma yidei shvua sachir, even though every other shvua midrabanan, once the person is taking the shvua midrabanan, we can megalgel other shvuos on him, it doesn't work for a sachir, she'ein megalgelin alav al yidei shvua acheres. Why? L'fi shehi atzma eina min adin, el l'hafiz daito shal balabayis k'dar b'chal nishbayin. Really, the Sachir should not have to take a Shavua. Really, we assume that he knows better whether he was paid or not, and that he wouldn't lie about this, and it's the Balabais who's forgetful about things, and he doesn't necessarily know. The Sachir shouldn't have to take a Shavua to get paid. The only reason we make him take a Shavua is Lahafiz Daito Shal Balabais. The Balabais knows that he doesn't know, he knows that he doesn't remember very clearly, and therefore he feels that it's very easy to take advantage of him. So in order to calm him down, that he's not being taken advantage of, that the person is really owed the money, so that's why we make the Sachir take a Shavua. So it's a favor to the Balabais to begin with that we're making the Sachir take a Shavua. Now we're going to throw on more on the Sachir, or we're going to make him take more Shavuos? That's not right. That's how Rashi understands. If you look at Tosos, though, Tosos seems to say differently. Pirush Ritzba, Dekama Nakat, V'hu Adin, Kol Anu Detani Ba'adei, Kiven Shashvua L'tova Chasam in the Galgal Aleihem. No, any time the Shavua is there to help the person out, you're not allowed to be Megalgal extra Shavuos. It's not only about a Sakhir. A Sakhir is just the first of the category, but it's a larger category. All the Nishpam and Notlim, the Shavua is there Lito Vasam, so we're not going to be Megalgal another Shavua. The whole point of the Shavua was to benefit them, that they should be able to get paid, and all the Nishpam and Notlim, the Shavua is there to benefit them. When the goal of the Shavua is to benefit a person, we're not going to now make it tougher on a person by being Megalgal all these additional Shavuos. But Tosu says, I don't think that's correct. Ve'inira, the Shavua Sakhir ain't Lito Vasam. He says, the Shavua Sakhir is not to benefit the Sakhir. What would the halacha have been had the Rabbana never come along? The halacha would have been he gets paid anyway, even without a shvua. No, the reason he takes the shvua is not for his own benefit, it's for the benefit of the Baal HaBayis. So that's why he says, I disagree with the Ritzpah. So what do I hold, says Tosus? Elamri, didafka nakat sachir, mishm de shvua sein alahaf is lochivu kolkach, sheyachal galgal alahaf. I really hold like Rashi, that we dafka pick a case of sachir. It's not all the Nishpayim and Notlin. It's only a Sakhir where the whole point of the Shavua was to be Mafiz Daito Shal Baal HaBayis. So the Baal HaBayis should be happy that he gets that Shavua as a Sakhir, and he cannot be Megalgel additional Shavuos. Tulsus asks, but wait, V'yav gav de'erechad mi'ida shi perua amar ba'kosev de'enel l'hafiz Daito Shal Baal HaBayis. When you have an erechad that says that something was paid, so the Shavua in that situation is also only l'hafiz Daito, Mikol Makom Shaykh. So why do we have a Gilgal Shvua over there? Mikol Makom Shaykh Gilgal Shvua Deina Ptura Elam Igzer Sakasav Deina Shban El Karkaos. No, because in that case, logically, he should have been Chayiv. He's only Pater because Ein Nishbayin Al Karkaos. So that's why we're going to have a Gilgal Shvua in that situation, even though the purpose of the Shvua is only Lahafiz Daito Shel Balabai. So essentially, what we saw is two explanations of why it is that we're not Megalgal Shvua on a Sakhir with a Nafkamina between them. Rashi and the Ri assume that we're not Megalgal Shvua on him because the whole Shvua is not Meikar Adin, it's only Lahafiz Daito Shel Baal HaBayis, and therefore it's unique to a Sakhir, whereas the Ritzvah understood that all the Nishpayim V'notlim is only their Litovasam, and therefore not just the Sakhir, for all the Nishpayim V'notlim, we're not Megalgal an additional Shvua. There are other Shitos and Rishon him as well. The Rimigash and the Ritva explain that since the Gilgal Shvua will stop the Sakhir from being mashpia on his schar, and he'll, meaning if the guy worked for you and he needs to get paid, he needs his paycheck, but he knows that if he has to swear about his paycheck, he's going to have to swear about 10 other things also, then he's not going to want to swear about his paycheck either. It's too intimidating to have to face the prospect of every other Gilgal Shvur you're going to throw at him, and then he's going to be yelich bepachin nefesh. He's going to go back dejected, not having gotten paid for all of his work, and that's really unfair, that because he has to face the prospect of having to take all these other shvus for a person not to get paid for a hard day's work, that's not fair to him. Hifsadta eschayev, you're gonna cause him to lose his livelihood, that's not right. That's how the Ritva and the Rimigash understand. So says the Gemara, Rav Chista Amar Lakol Ein Makilin Chutz Misachir De Makilin. A little bit of a different formulation, but it sounds like the same rule. We're not makil on anybody else. We're not easy on anybody else, except for a sachir. We go easy on the sachir. Sounds like it's saying, we don't make the sachir take so many shvus. We make other people take so many shvus. We don't make a sachir take so many shvus. It says, my benayhu. What's the difference between the two formulations of the same rule? That a sachir we're a little bit nicer to, we don't make him take many shvus. What difference does it make whether you say, l'kol magalgalin chutz misachir, or l'kol ein makilin chutz misachir? So Gemara says, there is enough kamina. Ik benayhu liftoach. Nafkamina is, would Beis Din suggest the Gilgal Shvua as Rashi writes of Tachlo im lo tana tovea shegalgalu alav. The tovea never says that I'm interested in a Gilgal Shvua. Yiftechulu Beis Din Gilgal. The Madiyamar Megalgalin, according to the Madiyamar, that it's Megalgalin based in could be Megalgal. The Madiyamar Ein Mekilin, Im Ta'an Gilgal, Ein Mekilin Alav, El Megalgalin. Vim Lo Ta'ano, Ein Lanu Luftachlo. And if you say Ein Mekilin, then the Gilgal Shavua that everybody else, aside from Asachir Eschayiv, is only if the guy himself, the Tovei himself, wants to do the Gilgul. Beis Din is not going to come up with it. So the Nafkamina is not about the Sachir. The Nafkamina is really about everybody else. What does it mean that we allow a Gilgul Shvua by everybody else? Is it that we allow it, or is it that we encourage it, that we present it, that we suggest the Gilgul Shvua by everybody else? By Sachir, it's not encouraged and it's not allowed. But what about by everybody else? Is it something that if the Tavea wants to do a Gilgul Shvua, so good, let the Tavea do a Gilgul Shvua? Or is it that no, Beis Din's going to proactively suggest a Gilgul Shvua when it comes to everybody else? That's the nafkamina between the two formulations. And then we had mentioned Shvius Mishametas. The Mishnah had said that Shemitah cancels out not only loans, Shemitah cancels out a Chiyuv Shvua as well. So says where Amina. How do we know Shemitah cancels a Chiyuv Shvua? Amar of Gidol Amrav, Damar Kra, V'zeh Dvar HaShemitah. It says Dvar HaShemitah. V'afilu Dibor Mishametas. To tell me that Shemitah doesn't only cancel loans, Shemitah even cancels words. What are the words that Shemitah could cancel? That is a Shvua. It is interesting that the Rambam, in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, Perek Tes, Halacha Vav, writes that Shemitah is Mishamit the Shvua, Shenemar Lo Yigosh. He quotes the pasuk of Leigosh as opposed to the pasuk that the Gemara quotes, V'zeh Dvar HaShemitah. So the Radvaz and the Marie Korkus explain that even though the Gemara quotes Zed Dvar HaShemitah, what the Rambam is trying to tell you is that, yeah, that's the source. Zed Dvar HaShemitah is the source for the idea that Shemitah cancels the loan. But if you start demanding, the Shemitah cancels the Shavua, but if you start demanding a Shavua after Shemitah has already passed, the Rambam wants to tell you that's still included in the Losaseh in the Torah that you're not allowed to press a person for payment after Shemitah has already canceled the loan. That too is not only about payment. The lav is not only about payment. The lav is also about the shavua itself. The Rishonim also struggle with the question. The Rashba, the Ran raised the question: what's the chiyuv shvua for? The chiyuv shvua was about a halva'a, it was about a loan. So why do I need a makar that Shemitah cancels the chiyuv shvua? If it cancels the loan, there's nothing for the shvua to go on. The whole idea of the shvua is about the loan to begin with. So the Rashba and the Ran suggest that the mamon that a person is kofer is not cancelled by Shemitah, because there is no lo yigosh to begin with, because the malva is unable to press him for the money if he's kofer the halva'a. So if after Shemitah the guy would be moda that, yeah, I did borrow that money, yeah, even though he was denying it up until that point, so then he's going to be chayiv to pay. Shemitah would not cancel such a loan. So without the limud from a pasuk, I would have said that a person's chayiv is shvuas moda mitzvos, even if Shemitah passed in between, he's still going to be chayiv, because the shavua is on the portion that he was kofer, and Shemitah doesn't cancel that which he was kofer. So that's how they explain why I need a din that Shemitah doesn't cancel a shavua, even though I already have a din that Shemitah doesn't cancel a loan. So hadron lach kol hanishban. We now move on to the last parak of Masechta Shavuos. So the first thing that jumps out at you about the last parak of Masechta Shavuos is how short it is. The Mishnah, it seems like a really long Mishnah. It is. It goes all the way halfway down Amud Beis, and then we have a very tiny amount of Gemara. Why is this such a short Perek? So the reason that it's such a short Perek is that almost everything that this Mishnah says is already dealt with in other Masechtas. There are long, long prakim relating to the details of the Dalet Shomrim, of all of the halachas of the Dalet Shomrim, of the Kama, of Metziah. So we already have so much about it, so the Gemara doesn't rehash everything we need to know about the Dalet Shomrim. In fact, the Meiri points out that what's this Mishnah going to be about? This Mishnah is going to be about when the Shomrim are chayiv for Shvuas HaPikadon. Shavuos HaPikadon is one of the Shavuos Midaraisa. It's one of the Shavuos in the Torah. Someone says, you have my Pikadon, and you lie. You say you don't have the Pikadon. You swear falsely about the Pikadon. So you're chayiv to pay to give it back, and a chomesh, and you're chayiv to bring a karban. This is a din Midaraisa. Think about how the Masechta has been laid out to this point. We had all the Shavuos Daraisa, then we had the Shavuos Derabanan, right? We had there are three types. They have Shavuos HaTorah, Shavuos HaMishnah, and Shavuos Heses. That the Rabbanan are Mechayev Shavua on Kol for Kol, and by Shavuos HaTorah there are three categories. There's Modeh B'Mitzvos, there's Eid Echad, and there's Shavuos HaShomrin. So we have all the Shavuos Daraisa, then the Shavuos Derabanan, and then we go back to one more type of Shavuos Daraisa, Shavuos HaShomrin. Why would we do that? So the Meiri says, yes, because there's not much new over here. So since it's such a short topic for us, since most of this is already discussed in other Masechtos, so that's why we just save the shortest topic for the end. That explains the entire layout of the Masechta. So the Mishnah is going to start just by telling us the basic halachos of the Dalet Shomrim, which again is, as Rashi points out over here, if you look in Rashi, Dibra Maskon Dos Sechar V'Sechar, V'Kulu Mekroi Yalfinu La Ba'Shol Ba'Metziah. You have to learn Ba'Metziah, you'll see where we know all of these dinim from. And if you learn Perek HaSochar HaSapolim, you'll see this entire Mishnah, Kol Ki Agavna, V'Haida Hada Rebbe V'Tanya Hacha, the reason Rebbe repeats the whole thing over here, Mishum Dabai Lemisni, Chiyuvi Pturi De Karban Shvua, Ditu Tana Bereisha, Chiyuvi Pturi De Mamon Ditu. Because since we want to talk about the Chiyuv and when the Dalet Shomer Marchayev Rapater in a Karban Shvua, so we talk about when the Dalet Shomer Chayev Rapater in actually paying for failure to do their job. So that, because those two topics are very much connected, because we're going to see the rule is, you're only chayev a karban shvua when your lie exempted you from having to pay. So we have to know when you have to pay, and therefore, did your shvua that you lied actually exempt you from having to pay? So we can know if you're chayev a karban shvua. So this, much of the Mishnah is repetitive. So says the Mishnah, arba shomrim hein. There are four types of shomrim. Normally, whenever the Mishnah gives a number, it's coming to be Ma'et something else. Over here it's actually coming to be Marbe, because there really are only three halachos of Shomrim, because a Shomer Sachar is a Machlokas Tanoim, whether he has a din of a Socher, rather is a Machlokas Tanoim, whether he has a din of a Shomer Sachar or whether he has a din of a Shomer Chinam. But either way, he has the din of one of the others. So really there are only three halachos of Shomrim. So by saying Arba Shomrim, the Chiddush is that we view it as four categories, even though there are really only three halachos. So Arba Shomrim, there are four types of Shomer. Shomer Chinam, Vashavel, Nosei Sachar, Vahasocher. Shomer Chinam nishba al hakol. A Shomer Chinam swears on everything, meaning all he has to swear is that he wasn't Poshaya, and Mela, as soon as he swears that he wasn't Poshaya, he's off the hook. The Meiri writes, Tana doesn't write that a Shomer Chinam is chayiv in Pshia. Why doesn't he mention that? Meaning, he's not nishba al hakol. If he was Poshaya, so then he has to pay for that. So Tana doesn't mention that, because we've discussed already. There is a discussion in the Rishonim whether a posheya has a din of a mazik or a posheya has a din of a lack of shmira. So if you assume that a posheya has a din of a mazik, it's not really a din in dine shomrim. It's just that he's a mazik. He went and he damaged somebody else. Or it could be that Pshia is not so common. So different possibilities of why it is that we don't mention Shomer Chinam being chayiv in Pshia. The Tosos in Bab Metzia suggests in Daf Tzadi Dalit that the Tana doesn't mention Pshia as a chiv of the Shomer Chinam, because Pshia is a chiv of everybody. It's not just a chiv of the Shomer Chinam. All Dalet Shomrim are chayiv in Pshia. That's not a unique din to a Shomer Chinam. So bottom line is, if anything happens to the animal while it's under the Shomer Chinam's care, as long as it wasn't Pshia, all he has to do is take a shavua that he wasn't posheya, and he's off the hook. He's totally potter. Vashoel mishalim esakol. A shoel has to pay for everything. He's responsible for anything that happens to the animal. No se sachar va socher nishban al shvura val shvuya val mesa um shalmen es have de vesa geneva a shomer sachar ne socher they're potter if the animal broke or was taken or died, but they have to pay for geneva veda. They're going to be chayiv for geneva veda. So those are the basic rules. Once we have those basic rules, now the Gemara is going to play out how a person might have made claims that exempted him or didn't exempt him. So Amr l'shor mechinam, a guy says to his shor mechinam, Heichan shari, where's my shor? Amr l'meis, sorry, you died, I'm pater. Vuhu, but really, shenishbar u'nishbar u'nignav o'avad. One of the other four possibilities happened. It broke, it was taken, it was stolen, or it was lost. Or nishbar, really, it broke. Broke means it hurt itself. Vuhu, shemeso nishba nignav o'avad. Or nishba, vuhu, and the reality is, shemeso nishba nignav o'avad. Or nignav, it was really stolen. Vuhu, but he says it was stolen, but vuhu, what really happened is, shemeso nishba nishba o'avad. And then one of the other possibilities, or he claims, avad, vuhu, but the reality was, shemeso nishba nishba nignav. Mashbiachani, so he says, I make you take a shvua that what you're saying is true. Va'amar amein, and he says, yes, I take a shvua. I acknowledge that's my shvua. Pater, he's going to be pater because he's pater anyway. You're talking about a shomer chinam. No matter which of these five things happened, he's going to be pater. So it's true. He lied. He did a terrible thing. You should not lie. You should not take a shvua that's untrue. But a shvua didn't benefit him in any way. A shvua that would have exempted him when he's really chayiv. Yeah, that would be a problem of shvua. But over here, the shvua didn't benefit him anyway. He's going to be pater based on what really happened, and he's pater based on his lie, so therefore he's going to be pater. Heichan shari, if you say to the shor mechinam, hey, where's my shor? Amar lo, and he says, Eini yodea ma'atasach. No hable. I don't understand what you're talking about. Meaning, you never gave me anything. I don't get it. Vuhu shemei, so nishbar nishbar nignav avad. But the reality was, of course, he was a shomer. Yes, he was a shomer. But one of these five things happened to the shor, which anyway he's potter from. Mashbiach ani vamar amein, and he makes him take shvua. He says, yeah, I take shvua potter. He's potter from any sort of shvua sapikadon because again, the reality, what really happened, he's potter. Anyway, so it's true that he lied, but his lie didn't benefit him in any way. Heichan Sharif, you say, where's my shar? Amar lo avad. He says, it's lost. Mashbiachani, I make you take a shvua. Amar amein. And he says, yeah, I take that shvua. The Eidim Eidim also sha'achlo. But Eidim testified that it wasn't lost. He ate it. He took it for himself. So then, Mishalei Masakeren. Then he's going to have to pay for the shar because he stole it himself. Hoda me'atzma, but if ultimately he's moda on his own volition, it wasn't that Edom came, then mishalim keren v'chomesh v'asham. Then he's going to have to pay keren v'chomesh v'asham, he's going to be chayiv for the shvua sepikadon. Meaning the shvua sepikadon is only when the person is ultimately moda me'atzma. If he wasn't moda me'atzma, but we caught him, so then he's just going to have to pay the keren, he's not going to have to pay the additional stuff. Heichan shori, if he says, where's my shar, v'amr lo, nignaf, he says it was stolen. Mashbiachani, va'amar amein. Yeah, I make you swear that it was stolen. Amein, I swear that it was stolen. Ve'edim i'idim also, she'gunvo. And then Edim come and say, yeah, he stole it. He took it for himself. Mishalim tashlume kefel. He's got to pay kefel because he stole it. Hoda me'atzmo, if he admits that he stole it, mishalim, instead of kefel, he pays Karen v'chomesh v'asham. That puts him in the category of a shvuas hashomrim, and therefore a shvuas habikadon, and therefore he's going to have to pay Karen v'chomesh v'asham. So that's all with regard to a shomer chinam. Now exactly what the obligations, we know a shomer chinam is chayiv in pshia, but pater from everything else. I saw an interesting discussion of Zilberstein and Chashuke Chemed has a quote from a sefer called HaChafitz Chayim U'Pa'alo, Chelek Gimel, page Taf Reish Sadi Beis, which is apparently stories of the Chafetz Chaim, and they tell a story that in the Chafetz Chaim's lifetime there was a fire that broke out in the town, so they started going house to house telling people, get your stuff because we don't know how far the fire is going to spread, collect your valuables and get out of here because the fire might take your house. So the Chafetz Chaim sat, everyone else was rummaging through their homes trying to put whatever they can in suitcases, take whatever valuables they can and get out of there. The Chafetz Chaim sat there thinking for a few minutes, just thinking, and then he said, and he goes and he reaches up on top of a shelf somewhere, he takes out a little watch, he puts it in his pocket, and then he tries to quickly grab whatever he can with the few minutes that were remaining. So everyone asks him, what's going on? So he said that one of the Talmidim in the yeshiva had asked him to be a shomer for his watch. So he was a shomer chinam, he was responsible for guarding this guy's watch. So he realized that he better save that first, because to leave it in a fire is terrible negligence. So he wanted to take care of the pikadum before anything else. So Rav Zilberstein discusses, is that min hadin or is that lefnei mishuras hadin? Meaning, was he taka obligated to do that? So he points out, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Siman Shin Gimel in Chasha Mishpat, that a shomer sachar is pater misreifa if he was unable to save it, if he couldn't save it. However, meaning there was a fire broke out, you couldn't save it, even shomer sachar is going to be pater for sure, shomer chinam. But the shach over there quotes a Tshuvas HaRamah, that if you're able to save the pikadon, but you decided that instead of saving the pikadon, you're going to save your own stuff, that you're going to be chayiv. And the shach writes, not only of a shomer sachar, shomer chinam as well. That's considered pshia. If you left the item that you were trusted with in favor of saving your own things, that's called pshia, and you're going to be chayiv. The Ktsos, the Nesivos, disagree. They say that a Shomer Chinam would be Pater. So on the surface, it seems that whether the Chavetz Chaim did Min Adin or Lefnim Yishuras Adin depends on that Machlokas. If you hold like the Shach, he did what was required of him. If you hold like the Ktsos and Nesivos, it was Lefnim Yishuras Adin. Rav Zilberstein suggests that the Chavetz Chaim was not doing Lefnim Yishuras Adin. It was the basic Din, even according to the Ktsos and Nesivos. Because the Ktsos and Nesivos talk about the idea of a person saving his own stuff, using the time to save his own stuff rather than to save the pikadon that was given to him. But over here, he had forgotten where he left the pikadon. He had to think about where he had put it. That might be a pshia. The fact that it took time for him to remember where he had put it might be considered a pshia, and that he would have been chayiv on. So, but he says, you know, it's still an hagel muflah shel Rabbeinu Agon Achasan Amiti HaChavetz Chaim, that even at a time like that, when everyone is just Bahul al Mamono, everyone's just trying to gather money, he's thinking, Machovasi Baalami, what is my obligation in Halacha? So even if it was Minadin, it's still a pretty impressive story, he suggests that it was really Minadin. So that's Shomer Chinam. Now the Mishnah moves on to the next topic. Before we move on to the other Shomrim, Stam, the Mishnah says, Amalech and Bashuk. You go over to someone who is not a Shomer, you just go to a guy in the Shuk. Heichan Shori Sheganafta, where's the Shor that you stole from me? Huomer Loganafti, I never stole any shor from you, I don't know. Ve'edim Edim also Shaganvav. Then Edim come and say that he did steal a shor. Mishalim Tashlumi Kefel. He has to pay Kefel because he's a ganav. He stole, he has to pay Kefel. Tavach Humachar, Mishalim Tashlumi Arbav Chamisha. If he not only stole it, but then he slaughtered it or sold it, he has to pay Dalet Vehei. Ra Edim Shemash Mashinu Ba'in, if he sees that Edim are about to catch him, and Edim are about to testify that he stole it, and therefore he knows that he's going to be Chayiv Kefel. So Amar, he quickly admits, Ganafti, I did steal it. But I didn't shechtu to sell it. Then he's only going to have to pay Karen because the Moda B'Knas is Potter. So even though he was Moda under duress over here, he's still considered a Moda B'Knas and he's going to be Potter. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Sugya and Bava Metzia discusses whether that's in fact true, that a person is only Moda, whether that's agreed upon by everybody. If he's only Moda because of the Lachatz that he knows that Edom are coming, is that really called Moda B'Knas? That's the Sugya of Moda B'Knas V'Acharkach Bo'u Edom. Amr l'shoel. Now we move on to the opposite extreme shomer. We had the shomer chinam, who has very little responsibility. Now we move to the shoel, who has massive responsibility. So you say to the shoel, Heichan shori, where's my shor? Amr lo, mace. He says it died. But for who, the reality is, shenishbar o nishbar o nigna v'avad. It doesn't matter. He's chayav for all those things anyway. Nishbar, he says it was nishbar. V'hu, shemes o nishbar o nigna v'avad. Or nishba, he says it was nishba. V'hu, the reality is, shemes o nishbar o nigna v'avad. Or Nignav, he says it was Nignav, but the reality is Vuhu Shemeso Nishbar Nishbar Avad. Or Avad, he says it was lost. Vuhu Shemeso Nishbar Nishbar Nignav. Mashbiach Ani, I make you swear to what you're telling me happened. Varma Amen, and he says Amen. Potter. He's going to be Potter. Why is he Potter from the Shavuos HaPikadon? Because he's chayv to pay the money anyway. Meaning, let's say he says it broke. Let's say he says it got lost. So the next thing Beis Din says, okay, so now pay. So what he lied would not have exempted him anyway. So that's why he's going to be Potter from L'shvuas habikadam. Heichan shori, if you say to the shoel, where is my shor? Amar lo eini yodea ma'atasach. I don't know what you're talking about. You never lent me a shor. Ooh, so now he's claiming his pater. But the reality is, he's claiming he never even had any shmira. But the reality is, v'ushamei, so nishpar, nishpar, nignav, nevad. Something happened to the shor for which he is chayiv. Mashbiacha ani, I make you take a shvua, v'amar amein, and he says amein. Chayiv. So then Itaka is going to be chayiv for that because he took a shvua that would have exempted him from the mamon. Amar l'nosei sachar v'hasocher. If you say to a shomer sachar or to a socher, heichan shori, where is my shor? Amar lei meis. He says that it died, but the reality is v'usha nishbar nishba. Or nishbar, he says that it was nishbar v'usha meso nishba. Or nishba v'usha meso nishbar. Nignav v'usha avad. Or he says it was nignav, but it was really nevad. Avad, he says it was lost v'usha nignav, and it was really stolen. In all of those cases, mashbiach ani v'amar amein, pater. Even if he takes a shvua to that extent, he's going to be pater. Because in all of those cases, he didn't change the halacha on himself by lying. Those things that he's chayiv for, he anyway claimed that he's chayiv, just in a different way. And those things that he's pater for, he anyway claimed that he's pater, just in a different way. But, meis onishbar onishba, vuhu shenignav o'avad, if his claim is that it was an ones, it died, it was nishbar, it was nashva, those are onsim that he's pater from, so he claims that he's pater. But the reality was that it was nignav o'avad, that it was gnev v'aveda, and Hashem sach is chayiv in gnev v'aveda. Mashbiacha ani, and he says, take a shvua v'amar amein, and he acknowledges he takes a shvua, chayiv. Then even the Shomer Sachar and the Socher is going to be chayiv because his shavua would have exempted him from mamon. Avad o nignav, if let's say the reality was that it was gnev v'aveda, v'hu, I'm sorry, he claims it was gnev v'aveda, v'hu, but the reality was, shemes o nishbar o nishba, so the guy's a moron, meaning he's claiming gnev v'aveda, which he's really chayiv for, and the reality was that it was an ones that he's pater for, so he's lying, but he's lying to make himself chayiv more money. The guy needs a good lawyer. You know, he's saying it backwards. So mashbiach ani v'amar amein, and he takes a shavua that he's really chayiv when he's really pater. Halach is pater. He's pater from the shavuas hapikadon because, again, shavuas hapikadon is only when your shavua was trying to exempt you from money that you otherwise would have been chayiv, not when it's trying to be mechayiv you money that you otherwise would have been exempt from. So what emerges from everything, all the examples we gave in the Mishnah, zeh klal. Kalam ashana mitchova l'chova, umi pater l'pater, umi p'tur l'chova. Anytime person lies, but his lie just took him from one chiyuv to another chiyuv, or from one p'tur to another p'tur, or even in this last case, from a p'tur to a chiyuv, he's really pater and he's lying to make himself chayiv pater. And in all those cases, you're pater from the shvuas hapikadon. Mechova l'p'tur chayiv. But if you would have been chayiv and you're saying something that makes you pater, then you're going to be chayiv. Zeh klal, and the rule is, if you're taking a shvua to make life easier for you, then you're going to be chayiv. You're taking a shvua that's going to make life more difficult for you, then you're going to be pater. The Rishonim struggle with the issue, or the Achronim actually struggle with the issue, why do I need both of these klalim? They're both saying the same thing, that only if your lie saved you money are you going to be chayiv for shvuas hapikadon. If your lie didn't save you any money, you're not going to be chayiv. In fact, many of the Rishonim are only goreis one or the other. It seems that our Mishnah is a combination of two different girsos of the Mishnah, where we have different zeh klals, so we threw them all together. But really, it doesn't seem to make sense that we would require both of these zeh klals. It seems to be that they were somehow from different sources. They were put together as a single Mishnah. That's how some of the Rishonim suggest. The Ran is goris the Mishnah only the klal of Mishana Michiv Leptur Chayiv. That's what it sounds from the Meiri as well. So the Tozyantov explains that it could be that the Ran was only Goreis that Klal, and he was not Goreis the second Klal, because it doesn't make any sense to be Goreis both of these Klalim. Okay, says the Gemara now, Mantana Arba Shomrin. Who is the author of our Mishnah of the Dalet Shomrin? Says Gemara, Rav Nachman Amar Rav Baravua, Rav Meir. The author of our Mishnah must be Rabbi Meir, because Rav Meir is one that says that a Socher has a din like a Shomer Sachar, and not a din like a Shomer Chinam. So he must be the author author of our Mishnah. Now, typically, when we ask Man Tana, it's when the Mishnah doesn't go like Rav Meir. Normally, Stam Mishnah is always like Rav Meir, so you don't ask Man Tana when you have a Mishnah like Rav Meir. But over here, since there is this confusion, we're about to see there's confusion as to what Rav Meir actually held. So whether he in fact holds that a Socher is like a Shomer Socher, or maybe he holds a Socher is like a Shomer Chinam. So that's why we have this conversation, even though it's atypical to have such a conversation when it's anyway following Rav Meir. Amrei Rav Rav Nachman. So Rav says Rav Nachman, Yika Tanda Lasei Arba Shomrin. What do you mean? Who's the Tanda that holds that there are four Shomrim? Everybody holds there are four Shomrim. The only machlokas is what the status, what the halachic status of a socher is. But of course there are dalit Shomrim. Amrei Hachikamin Alach. Man Tanda Domer Socher Kenosei Socher Tami. No, I wanted to know who's the Tanda that holds that a socher has the din of a Shomer Socher. Amrei Rav Rav Meir. Ah, that's Rav Meir. V'Rav Meir Ibcha Shomin Alei Ditan Socher Ketan Mishalim Rav Meir Amrei Shomer Chinam. Rabbi Yudomer Kenosei Socher. Didn't we learn that Rav Meir holds that a socher has the din of a Shomer Chinam? Rabbi Arvua learned it the other way, that Rav Meir holds that a socher is like a shomer socher, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that a socher is like a shomer chinam. Frankly, Gemara, Hani Arba, Havu Shlosha, Havu. It's not four then, it's really three. There are only three sets of halachos. Amrav Nachum Yitzchak Arba Shomrim V'dineim Shlosha. There are four shomrim, but three sets of halachos for these four shomrim. Amr l'shomer chinam. A guy says to a shomer chinam, Heichon Shori. Amr l'echad l'shuk. Amr l'shomer, Heichon Shori, Amr l'ein yodei amat asach. All these lines we add in the Mishnayos. Amar Rav, v'kulan peturin mishvua shomrin, v'chayav mishum shvuas bitoy. In every case that our Mishnah says you're pater from shvuas ha-pikadim, from shvuas ha-shomrin, you're chayav for telling a lie in a shvua, it's just a different chayav. It's a chayav of shvuas bitoy. That's Rav. U'shmol amar af peturin mishum shvuas bitoy. Shmol says, you're even pater from shvuas bitoy. B'may kamiflugi, what's the nekudas ha-machlokas? Shmol savar lesa b'lahaba. Shmol says, you're pater from shvuas bitoy because there's no way to say it about the future, meaning it's not in your control that the animal will die in the future. V'rav savri isei b'lavehein. Rav says, no, to be chayv shvus bito, it just needs to be able to be said in the positive and the negative. Did die? Didn't die. Good, so you could say it in both ways, and therefore it's subject to shvus bitoy. Frakta Gemara, didn't Rav and Shmuel have this machlokas once about whether something is subject to shvus bitoy based on l'sha'avar l'abo or based on l'avehein? V'afliga b'chad zimna. They already argued about this once. To itmar, Shvua shazarek ploni tzor liyam. If a guy takes a shvua that so and so threw a rock into the ocean, shvua shalo zarek, or a shvua that he did not throw a rock into the ocean, Rav amr chayiv shmuel amr pater. Rav says chayiv, shmuel says pater. Rav amr chayiv di say blavahein. Rav says you chayiv because it could be said in the positive and the negative. Ushmuel amr pater delay se blaba. Shmuel says you pater because that's not the criteria for shvua's bitui. The criteria is could it be said about the future like it can about the past? And you can't say about the future, this guy will throw a rock into the ocean. You don't know that. You're not in control of what that guy will or will not do. So why do I need to be told this machlokas between Rav and Shmuel twice? Says Mar Tzricha, we need the machlokas twice for the following reason. Di'iashmi inon baha, if I only would have been told the machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, about the shvua, about throwing the rock into the ocean, I would say, yeah, baha kama Rav. That's where Rav says that he's going to be chayiv, mishum diminafshe kamashtava, because he's just taking the shvua on his own without Bezin forcing anything. Aval bahach, but by the shvua sashom, debedina mashbile, where Bezin's forcing him to take the shvua, ema modile the shmuel, maybe he'd be modded to shmuel that he's potter from a karban. Why would you be moded just because Beis Din is forcing? Kid Rabbi Ami, Tam Rabbi Ami, Kol Shvua Shadayan Mashmiyinu Sa Ein Chayav La Mishum Shvuas Bitoy. Shvuas Bitoy is only when you're taking the Shvua on your own, not when Beis Din is forcing the Shvua. V'yit Mar Baha. And if we only had the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, the Gabi Shvuas Hashomrim, I would have said, yeah, Baha Kamar Shmuel. That's where Shmuel holds that you're Pater because Beis Din is Mashmiya him. Aval Bahach. But in the case of the throwing the rock into the ocean, Ema Moded Le Rav. I would think even Shmuel is moded to Rav that you're Chayiv the carbon because you took the Shvua on your own. Tzricha, that's why we need the machlokas in both places. So discussing Rabbi Ami for a moment. Gufa. Amar Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami had said, Kol shvua shadayan mashminosa ein ba mishum shvuas bitoy. If the dayanim are the ones that force you to take the shvua, you're not chayiv mishum shvuas bitoy. Shene emar, O nefesh kisi shava levate bisvasayim. Kisi shava implies me'atzmo, that you chose to take that shvua. Kid Reish Lakish, Dam Reish Lakish, Ki, the Reish Lakish explains, the word Ki in the Torah, Mishtamish Varba Lashonos, can mean four different things. E, it can mean if, Dilma, it can mean maybe, Ella, it could mean Ella, rather, and Daha, or it could mean because. Kisi Shava over here means if. If you choose to take the Shua, but not when Beis Din is forcing you to take the Shua, then you're not going to be Chayiv Mishum Shua's Bitoy. Now we go back to that Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, and we're going to quote the sheet of Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Kulan Peturin Mishuas Shomrin, all of the people that were mentioned in the Mishnah that are potter from the carbon of Shuas HaPikadon, V'chayavin, but they're all going to be Chayiv Mishum Shuas Bitoy. Meaning exactly like Rav said, even though they're potter from Shuas HaPikadon, they're all Chayiv and Shuas Bitoy, because they said a lie under oath. Chut mi eni yodea ma'atasach, except for the guy who claims, I don't know what you're talking about, Dishoel, in the case of a Shoel, the Gneva Aveda, and some of the Taina of Gneva Aveda, denosi Sakhar Shabasocher, where the Shomer Sakhar of the Socher claim Gneva Aveda. Because in those cases, Shu Chayiv, you're Chayiv for Shuas HaPikadon, Shari Kafru Mamon, because you were trying to save yourself money. So when you're Chayiv Shuas HaPikadon, Mimele, you're not Chayiv Shuas Bitwe. But when you're not Chayiv for Shuas HaPikadon, and you told a lie, then you are Chayiv for Shuas Bitwe. Hadron Lachar Beshom, Speak Alam Sech Shuas, Mazatov Beshom, tomorrow we will start. Maseches Avodah Zarah.